Duke.
Hey, welcome to the Austinaut Podcast, your source for all things Austin. I'm your host, Eric Highland, and with me as always is my partner in life and my best friend, Brittany.
Hey, Austin. Welcome to our 5-star rated podcast on iTunes. Thanks for joining us every week.
It's a one-take deal, folks. You never know what you're really going
to
get here.
We love to have fun, and we're always looking to help get the word out about the very best that Austin and the surrounding area has to offer.
Today, Brittany, we're going to be talking about some folks who probably wish that everything they did was a one-take deal.
And we're talking about the Austin 48-Hour Film Project, and it's a pretty crazy event.
It really is. Over 600 filmmakers gathered together in Austin tonight in sort of a race of artistry and creativity to make the very best film they can in 48 hours. Then the films are screened and prizes are awarded.
The kickoff for filmmakers is tonight at the Long Center Terrace at 6 p.m. Teams check in and find out what the genre is, what prop they must use, and they learn a character and also a line of dialogue that must be used in their film.
The teams are off and running at 7 p.m. sharp tonight. As soon as they have all that information, then they have just 48 hours to produce the very best film that they can make.
This is quite an amazing event. The filmmakers have to write the script, rehearse, do all of the costume and set design, shoot the film, edit the film, do the sound design, render it, and put it onto tape or media all within 48 hours.
Yeah, the only thing they can do beforehand is actually organize their cast and crew. They can get their equipment together and stuff like that, scout and secure locations, you know?
Plus, all cast and crew must be volunteers. They can only use 3 cameras total to shoot the film, and the finished film must be between 4 and 7 minutes long, not including credits.
Ready, set, go.
Austin is just going to be swarming with these filmmakers this weekend, and it is always so much fun to check out the results of a 48-hour film project.
Filmmakers are creative people by nature, obviously, but when they're pressed like this, it's always fascinating to see what they come up with.
So, like we said, the kickoff is tonight at 6 p.m. at the Long Center. At 7 p.m., the whistle blows and the 48-hour period begins.
Then this Sunday, August 26th, everyone races back to VUCA Co-op at 411 Monroe Street West to turn their project in. This is then followed by a huge party for the filmmakers, their crews, media, and VIPs, which feature local food, craft cocktails, and some DJs.
Were we invited to the after party as part of the media?
I'll have to check my email and see if producer Noelle Schoenfeld invited us out. It actually sounds like a really good time.
Well, regardless, the premiere screenings of the films take place August 28th through 30th, or Tuesday through Thursday next week at the Scottish Rite Theater, 207 West 18th Street.
And it's open to the public. Tickets are just $11, and they're going to sell out fast. Now, we're going to have all the info on how to get your tickets at Austinaut.com. At the door, it's going to be cash only, but it'll probably be sold out, so you're going to want to check out the Austinaut for details on how to get those tickets.
These 3 nights, only qualifying entries will screen, and the screenings take place between 6 and 8 p.m., and then again from 8 to 10 p.m.
Now, my understanding is that there are 42 teams and over 600 filmmakers involved in this year's Austin 48-Hour Film Project. It's going to be pretty awesome. I really like that they have to incorporate a prop, a line, a character, and it's going to be fun how to see, you know, how they creatively use those elements.
And there is a best of screening and award ceremony that will take place at the Long Center Terrace as well.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that and more when we return from a quick break. Cue the sponsor music, Britt.
Hopefully you're enjoying our trademark one-take podcast. We love doing it every week.
We're looking for local area businesses who would like to sponsor our podcast and our blog.
The Austinaut is like a family, a really huge one.
A really big one. Each day we interact with thousands of people who are in Austin.
We're already reaching the audience your business wants to reach, and we're much more affordable than traditional advertising.
So we hope you'll consider advertising with us.
If you are interested, it's really easy. Just go to Austinaut.com and click on the Advertise With Us link on the right side of the page.
We'd love to hear from you, and our sponsors are what keep us discovering Austin.
A big thank you to our current sponsors, Weird Coupons, Austin Craft Riot, Vital Skincare, Connection, and American Bingo.
Bingo. Hey, Britt, we actually went out to American Bingo last week, and we had a great time again. I was so close to winning twice. Closest I've ever been, you know.
Well, I never mind losing because our money goes to charity. It's pretty much win-win. It's so much fun to have a great night and give to charities at the same time. But enough about bingo. Let's get back to the show.
Right. So we mentioned that there's going to be this best of screening and award ceremony.
It's taking place on September 24th at the Long Center for the Performing Arts Terrace, and it's BYOC.
bring your own camera?
No, bring your own chair.
Oh, okay.
And they'll be watching the best of the best with the Austin skyline as the backdrop. There will be a cash bar and local treats and eats, too.
Okay, and they're having this quirky award ceremony for things like best use of the prop and best use of the line of dialogue.
Also one for best cinematography and, of course, audience favorites.
The 48-hour film fest here in Austin is sure to be a hit.
Their mission is to help advance and promote local filmmakers. The tight deadline really makes the filmmakers work be under pressure, and it promotes teamwork while emphasizing creativity at the same time.
I'm looking forward to seeing the films. Hopefully they'll shoot us out a media pass. You hear that, 48? Asnot plus one for all the events, all right?
You're so demanding, Eric.
I know. But hey, Britt, what else is going on?
Well, the Austin Craft Riot is having a show tonight. There's a link on the Austinot homepage over there on the right side of the page. It's from 7 to 10 p.m. tonight.
You know, I really enjoyed meeting those folks the other day. They're really creative. Oh, and I even got that little pretty necklace from you from Lost Little Things.
I really love it. Oh, and tonight we'll be at Stubbs for the Saints of Valerie show.
Saints of Valerie.
Didn't you mention something about them playing with Pearl Jam soon?
Yeah, actually, they're going to be playing with Pearl Jam in Pensacola, Florida. Huh. It's good for them. It's in Pensacola. But hey, we really like these guys. They're a local Austin band that's making it big. We have their entire story on our website, The Untold Story of Saints of Valerie. Well, at least until I told it.
You're funny. What else have we got, Eric?
Well, next week, we are going to be covering everything from Blazer Tag to veggie burgers to cinnamon cheesecakes. And we get to write about another local band named O Conquer, who we just saw last night.
That's right.
They were really good. Should be a fun week of posts.
And you're giving a free teaching seminar on SEO this coming Tuesday, right?
I am. The Austin Online Marketing Club has asked me to come back and teach on SEO for their membership. It's going to just be an informal discussion for people who want to learn about getting ranked by search engines and other geeky stuff like that. But hey, if you're into that, feel free to come on out.
And this Sunday at Pluckers, Barcraft Austin is having their one-year anniversary party starting at 1 p.m. with all kinds of cool prizes and stuff.
Yeah, if you've never been to a Barcraft, you really need to check that out. We've got a story on them as well. Come hang out with us at Pluckers for Barcraft. That should be fun.
It seems like there's never a shortage of fun activities here in Austin. And seriously, folks, come on out and meet us. We'd love to hang out and get to know you at some of these events. See us tonight at Stubbs for the Saints of Valerie concert or Sunday at Pluckers for the Barcraft event if you're free.
So we hope you check out the 48-hour film fest here in, or film project, I should say, here in Austin and maybe stop by at some of these other events and get to know us. Check us out at austinot.com for all the details.
Until then, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/theaustinot. And if you use Twitter, you can find us at theaustinot.
Tweet us. And that wraps up our podcast. Any last words, Britt?
See you soon.
48 hours.